No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub. To my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same. You're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The end of the campaign trail is in sight.
15 days to go now, and the Harris campaign is dialing everything up, doing more events, hitting more battlegrounds. Now, today, she's hitting all three of those critical blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. She'll be out with Liz Cheney. The final sprint now on.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, former President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina today, seeing recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene. A helicopter tragedy in Texas. The chopper hit a radio tower before crashing to the ground. Houston, in a Houston neighborhood, four people were killed, including a child. No one hurt on the ground. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Ukraine to meet with leaders and reiterate U.S. support in its war with Russia. The union representing more than 30,000 striking machinists says a tentative deal has been reached with Boeing. Union members still have to ratify the deal before they return to work at the embattled aircraft manufacturer. The vote is set to be held on Wednesday. This is ABC News. Some flooding and damage reported after Hurricane Oscar made landfall in Cuba with up to 18 inches of rain possible. It comes as Cuba tries to recover from a blackout. Oscar is not expected to impact the U.S. Anti-monarchy protests directed at King Charles during his visit to Australia.
At a reception in the Parliament, King Charles was greeted with this high-profile action from Indigenous Senator Lydia Thorpe. While being ushered from the hall, Thorpe added, "You committed genocide against our people." Australians decided in a referendum in 1999 to retain the monarch as head of state, but the issue's never really gone away. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Say your goodbyes quickly if you visit the South Island of New Zealand. An airport there has posted signs asking people to limit their hugs to 3 minutes in the drop-off area. It says the goal is to improve traffic flow. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another sunny and summery day today, with high temperatures soaring to the low 80s. But today, winds are calmer out of the south and a few more clouds build in tonight, with lows falling to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, expect some sun to start, clouds increasing and showers by the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A man accused of a brutal sexual assault of a UW student in downtown Madison last year has pleaded guilty. Ted Allen has more.
27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the September 2023 attack. The victim survived but suffered life-threatening injuries, including a traumatic brain injury, a broken jaw, and eyes that were swollen shut. Thompson's sentencing has been set for February of next year.
The polls will be open tomorrow. In-person early voting begins in Wisconsin. Local clerks say they are ready for people to vote. The State Elections Commission says there are 2 million voters in Wisconsin. They are expecting a high turnout this year. There's races for the U.S. Senate, the State House, and a constitutional amendment that would call for non-citizens to stop voting in future elections. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good morning, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and Bloomer in Black River Falls. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. No one is saying what started the fire in rural Eau Claire County that burned 5 buildings and burned nearly 22 acres of land over the weekend. The fire started at about 1 a.m. yesterday on some land near the township of Clear Creek. By the time the fire was out, it burned 3 cabins, 2 outbuildings, and a large propane tank and the 22 acres. No one was hurt, but the fire did plenty of damage. Strum firefighters handled the blaze, along with 10 other departments. They are investigating the fire and looking for the cause. Buffalo County residents are reminded that County Road C will be closed Wednesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., weather permitting, for paving. This will affect 2.19 miles of road between County Road Double C and Bremer and Montana Ridge Roads. Crews have been working on Highway C with a milling and repaving project since the beginning of the month. If there is going to be a debate between the candidates running for Congress here in western Wisconsin, it will come just days before the election. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden on Thursday said he would attend the debate in Adams County. The debate is being sponsored by the Adams County Chamber and is set for the Saturday before Election Day. It remains to be seen, however, if Democratic candidate Rebecca Cook will join him. Cook and Van Orden have been debating about debates, but she has yet to agree to any. Voters will make their decision in 2 weeks. The owner of the brewery in Rice Lake that burned to the ground last week said she's planning to rebuild. Danielle Moon said they lost everything when the fire tore through the brewing company. The fire also destroyed 2 other businesses in the same building. Moon says they have big plans to make a comeback. Firefighters say a downed power line hit a gas line that sparked the fire. High winds then blew the fire through the rest of the building in downtown Rice Lake. Election Day isn't for another 2 weeks, but voters across Wisconsin can start casting their ballots tomorrow. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in Wisconsin. Local clerks say they are ready for people to vote. Turnout is expected to be high this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said there should be more than 2 million voters in Wisconsin. The state is a battleground state in the race for the White House, but there are also races for the U.S. Senate, the State House, and a constitutional amendment that would stop non-citizens from voting in future elections. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The former Glenwood City school superintendent is now facing 17 charges. Tim Johnson is accused of theft of $290,000 from the district. According to court records, Johnson is facing charges for theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct in office after he allegedly pocketed money that was supposed to have gone toward classes at Viterbo University. His next court appearance will be November 21st. Dunn County is looking at expanding the number of road miles repaired next year. According to the Dunn County Highway Commissioner, Dustin Binder, the Highway Department would like to increase the number of miles of road repairs to 18 for 2025, up from 10 in prior years. The highest profile projects planned for 2025 are a reconstruction project on Highway D from 420th Street to Highway K in Irvington, and a reconstruction project on Highway D from Highway 25 to 816th Avenue in Tainter. Other projects being planned include Highway G from Highway BB to D, Highway J from the Menominee city limits to 410th Avenue, Highway C from Highway Z to D, Highway S from Highway N to Highway 170. 3 bridge projects are also being planned. One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in Winona County on Saturday afternoon. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 64-year-old Marcia Kay was traveling southbound on Highway 61, lost control of the motorcycle on the ramp to I-90 eastbound, and crashed into the center median. She died of her injuries. There could be some movement in the future of the University of Wisconsin. The Legislative Study Committee that is looking into the school's future is set to meet again this week, but it's the first meeting where committee members will not hear from specific witnesses. Instead, the committee will talk solely about its assignment. The Legislative Study Committee is supposed to come up with some ideas for lawmakers about how to best support the UW system going forward. Those ideas are not due until next year. There's a warning from the Better Business Bureau about phony debt collectors. Spokesperson Lisa Schiller says people are receiving calls to pay for debts that they've paid off from agencies that they've never heard of. They ask for their name, company, street, and telephone number. Do not provide any bank account, credit card, or other personal identification over the phone. Schiller says a legitimate agency would provide you with a listing of what debts you owe and who you owe them to in writing by mail. If they refuse, contact the Better Business Bureau or your local consumer protection agency. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Jolly Good Soda is officially the winner of the 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The soda is made by Career Foods in Random Lake, 40 miles north of Milwaukee. The public has been voting from 16 original products in a bracket-style contest since mid-September. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says about 150,000 votes were cast in the final round to decide the winner. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another sunny and summery day today, with high temperatures soaring to the low 80s. But today, winds are calmer out of the south and a few more clouds build in tonight, with lows falling to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, expect some sun to start, clouds increasing and showers by the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Packers came from behind to beat the Houston Texans 24-22 on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. New kicker Brandon McManus booting the game-winning 45-yard field goal as time expired to push the Packers to 5-2 in the season.
I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already, but I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win in my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Jordan Love passing for 220 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions, but said he's not going to apologize for his play.
You just got to play the game. You know, you got to go out there and play it. Can't try and not be aggressive and just take checkdowns all day. You got to be out there and be aggressive and go win those games. So I'm always play the way I play and learn from the mistakes and, you know, grow from them.
Romeo Doubs caught 8 passes for 94 yards. The Packers defense holding Houston quarterback C.J. Stroud to just 86 passing yards in their third straight win. Week 7 of the NFL season wrapping up with a Monday night doubleheader tonight. Tampa Bay hosting Baltimore in the early game. The Chargers visit Arizona in the late game. Football Badgers won their third straight, knocking off Northwestern 23-3 in Evanston. The Badgers improved to 5-2. They'll host Penn State on Saturday. Ninth-ranked Badger women's volleyball team beat Michigan 3-1 on the road last night. Kelly Sheffield tied Pete Waite for first place on the all-time wins list with his 305th career victory. Marquette also sweeping Xavier in Big East action yesterday. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team swept the third-ranked Minnesota Gophers for just the fifth time at Ritter Arena, posting 5-0 and 4-3 wins. The Badger men's hockey team swept in Big Ten play by Ohio State by identical 2-1 scores. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The round of eight's lowest seed is the first of the Championship Four. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
8 drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For 8 remaining drivers, what matters,
the playoffs, let's make it happen,
is the moment. Steeled focus on detail.
Lock in.
Driven by heart.
Tighten our hands,
steered by steady hands.
Metal.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages.
Hell yeah,
the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by GEICO at Homestead, Miami, Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, all right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joey Logano made the 8-driver round of the playoffs only after Alex Bowman was disqualified from last week's race at the Charlotte Roval. Logano has since made the most of it, winning yesterday's South Point 400 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Logano led just 6 laps en route to his third win of the season. The victory qualifies Logano as one of 4 drivers that will race for the championship in 3 weeks at the Phoenix Raceway. There were several playoff drivers that had issues yesterday, including Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, and Tyler Reddick, who were all caught up in a lap 88 crash that saw Reddick's car flip on the front straightaway. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
When the nut trees dump their fruit onto the ground, picking it up can drive you, well, nuts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It doesn't take big machinery or expensive equipment to quickly gather them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whether you have one nut tree or dozens, they make a mess when the nuts fall to the ground. It's important to get out there and pick them up as soon as you can before their quality starts to deteriorate and before the squirrels steal them. But picking up one nut at a time is tedious, backbreaking work, especially when they've dropped over a wide area. Ed Perry is a farm advisor emeritus with the University of California, Davis. He says one of the easiest ways to gather nuts is with a rake.
Rakes, not the steel tine garden rakes so much, although those would work. Rakes where we just could rake them into piles and then come along with scoops and pick them up and take them back to our yard near the barn for drying.
Some people use a leaf blower and try to blow the nuts onto a tarp or into a pile. Perry says you'll also pick up dirt, leaves, and other debris that could make an even bigger mess. And nuts blown all over the place will probably end up more scattered than collected. A long-handled tool with a rolling cage on the end will pick up nuts easily without you having to bend over. Or you could hitch up a lawn sweeper to the back of your lawn tractor. Maybe you don't even want the nuts, but someone else would. Have the neighbor kids come over and pick them up. Perry says it's a common practice in commercial nut orchards once the harvest is done.
There are a great many folks who go out and glean orchards. Sometimes they're school kids who just want some nuts to sell for some extra money, but a lot of times they're families, and most of them are out there with the hand rakes picking them up.
If the nuts aren't going to be consumed and you'd like to have some fun, perhaps you could use them to help perfect your golf game with the irons and chipping wedge. Find more tips for picking nuts up off the ground at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
79 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. November milk down 29 to 2090. December down 30 to 2105. January down 27 to 2048. February down 16 to 2006. Cheese markets today are mostly lower, with barrels down 3 to 198. 40-pound blocks down a half to 192. 4-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 7 to 273. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 138 and 3/4. 3 trades. Dry weigh steady at 60 1/4. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as traders know the monthly cattle on feed report will be released later this week. And if fundamental support isn't strong from both cash prices and consumer demand in the form of steady to higher box beef prices, the futures complex could drift lower, especially as traders fear that the market is still overbought. Now, today, box beef prices are higher, but really not enough to move live and or feeder cattle markets mostly higher. Now, both pork cutout values and midday cash prices are higher on the hog side. The lean hog complex is also moving higher now, as fundamental support early this week has been substantial, and that is helping to support the hog market. October live cattle down 60 cents. To 187.02, December down 40 cents to 186.92, February down 40 cents to 187.72, October feeder cattle down 45 cents to 247.87, November down 70 cents to 246.90, January down 82 cents to 244.67, December hogs up 22 cents to 78.05, February up 30 cents to 82.15, April up 25 cents to 85.87. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. Weather should remain positive to keep the harvest moving forward. Now, for corn, the daily export wire was active with 192,000 metric tons sold to unknown, 130,000 metric tons to South Korea, and 169,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Soybean futures are higher. The trade, though, fading back from their initial gains. Expect a choppy type of trade to continue today. Again, it looks like we're having positive weather for South American planting and that harvest pressure. But weekly export inspections, or wires, saw 116,000 metric tons of beans sold today, that helping the market. Wheat markets moving mostly higher, spillover from corn and beans, adding support. The warm and dry weather should ease a bit to help with the winter wheat emergence, and also positive weather in the Ukraine Black Sea region also still providing some pressure to the market too. December corn up 6 to 410 3/4, March up 5.5 to 424.5, May up 5.5 to 432, new crop 25 up 3.5 to 438 3/4, November beans up 10 3/4 to 980 3/4, January up 7.5 to 990 1/4, March up 7 to 10.03 1/4, new crop 25 up 5.5 to 10.25 1/2. December soybean meal up 3.10 to 3.18.70. December soybean oil up 41 cents to 42.23. Chicago wheat, December up 1/4 to 5.73. March up 1 to 5.93 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, December now steady at 6.16 1/2. March up 1/4 to 6.38 1/4. Energy markets today, triple digit gains in the oil markets. November crude oil up $1.60 to 70.82. December up $1.48 to 70.17. Meanwhile, November gas up a cent to 201. December gas up 2 cents to 198. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Barron Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Potato Expo is coming up soon, and the registration deadline is just around the corner. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The November 1st deadline for the Potato Expo in Orlando, Florida is fast approaching. National Potato Council Vice President Holly Alexander says this year's Potato Expo promises to be a good one.
We're excited to be back in Orlando. We haven't been there for a number of years, and we are definitely looking forward to bringing everybody back together again, all under one roof.
Alexander says the venue has everything they need for the expo and more.
We can do everything within the Orlando World Center Marriott, all the convention space, meeting space, restaurants, tons of rooms, and some other activities there too, like golfing that we haven't had before at events. So we're definitely hoping to keep building upon the momentum that we had from Austin last year.
The November 1st early bird deadline is coming up quickly.
All the information's on our website at potato-expo.com. After November 1st, we do have a price increase. We'll take registrations all the way up until the day of the show, but might as well save if you know you're going to come.
Potato Expo 2025 will be held January 9th and 10th at the Orlando World Center Marriott in Orlando, Florida. Now, if you would like more information on the Potato Expo, information and registration can be found at potato-expo.com. That's potato-expo.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The majority of Wisconsin is experiencing abnormally dry to severe drought conditions, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. When I look at the weather maps for the next 2 weeks, I was struck by how dry it's supposed to be, according to Wisconsin State climatologist Steve Varvas. Even with the strong cold front over the weekend, which often brings rainfall when you have that big of a temperature change, it looks like a pretty dry front. While dry, warm weather has been beneficial for harvest progress, Varvas thinks conditions could become too much of a good thing. If we don't get rain pretty soon, we're going to start being a bit concerned about soil moisture going into next year's growing season. Once you get into late fall and winter, whatever the soil moisture is in place at that point locks in, and that's what you're stuck with for the spring planting. USDA has finally made a statement on the situation with Pure Prairie poultry. USDA says they've been made aware of the situation involving the growers in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin under contract with Pure Prairie Poultry. We're in close contract with the Departments of Agriculture for each state to provide support for growers who relied on this market under state indemnity programs or through USDA's statutorily mandated poultry trust established by the Packers and Stockyards Act. USDA is encouraging those producers to reach out to their respective state departments of agriculture to make use of the resources if available, otherwise file a written notice of claim through USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. At the same time, the number of producers who relied on the market underscores the need to explore how the facility might continue with a return to profitability, which USDA will continue to assist within conjunction with the company and its partners. USDA gave Pure Prairie Poultry over $46 million in loans and grants to restart a processing plant in Iowa. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, along with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, are all looking at the possibility of investigating USDA's loan to Pure Prairie Poultry. USDA has announced an additional $250 million in automatic payments for distressed, direct, and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under Section 22006 of the Inflation Reduction Act. With the assistance, more than 4,600 producers across the country will see another production season, said Zach Ducheneau, Farm Service Agency Administrator. Some 4,650 financially distressed farmers who owe money on USDA direct and guaranteed loans will share $250 million in payments from the government. USDA said it had provided roughly $2.4 billion in assistance, including that announced last week, to 43,900 distressed borrowers with funding from the 2022 Climate, Health Care, and Tax Law. The new round of money will go to borrowers who did not receive assistance previously. It would split into $235 million for delinquent loans and $15 million for borrowers with shared appreciation agreements on their guaranteed loans. The International Fresh Produce Association and 9 co-plaintiffs have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Labor's new rules. The Department of Labor is exacerbating an already enormously challenging labor crisis for growers and agriculture workers across the country. The lawsuit challenges the unauthorized process through which the Department of Labor passed a rule and the unlawful and unconstitutional impacts it has on American agricultural employers, said IFPA CEO Kathy Burns. The lawsuit, filed in the Southern District of Mississippi with representation, requests a permanent injunction on the Department of Labor's improving protection for workers in temporary agricultural employment in the United States. In August, the court in Kansas versus the U.S. Department of Labor, a similar case in the 11th Circuit brought by 17 state attorneys general, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetables Growers Association, and Miles Berry Farm, found the rule unconstitutional and enjoined Department of Labor from enforcing it within those 17 states. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I taught for 20 years in rural schools, and I know how important a school is to a community. But school funding is in crisis and now relies increasingly on property taxes, which drives up costs and especially hurts rural seniors on fixed incomes. We have to fix this because schools are so important to rural communities. Vote for me, and I'll vote for rural Wisconsin to fix school funding. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Another dry summer-like day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, the winds will be much lighter today than compared to the weekend. We'll have another warmer day on Tuesday before some big changes when a cold front moves in Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Much cooler temperatures the last half of the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 33 to 38%. South winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 69 to 74%, south winds at 6 to 11. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower in the afternoon, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 44 to 49%, south winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a chance of rain, lows 40 to 45, northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. For Friday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs once again 55 to 60.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. Have a wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm
my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problems. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair, stand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and laid back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. And no shoes, and no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. The smell of your skin, the taste of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark. Every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what
Shotgun rider beside me, singing to the radio. We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Shut up.